The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Music and war may seem poles apart, but the suffering caused by conflict is sometimes best captured in the music of a great composer. Music in Time of War is the theme of this year's West Cork Chamber Music Festival, which runs from the 26th of June until the 5th of July. And the festival director joins me now, Francis Humphreys. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. Nice to talk to you.
Now, this is a very long-running festival, and you've been in charge of it for its duration.
I have indeed, yes, for my sins. 31 years now.
Now, tell me why you chose this particular theme for this year.
Ukraine, quite simply. What's happening in Ukraine is, you know, that war is on our borders. Though we don't, you know, we don't perhaps see it. But and Ireland is full of Ukrainian refugees. So it's, I think it's important to acknowledge that. And to acknowledge, and I've done it by featuring two very fine Ukrainian musicians, two Ukrainian composers, and we've two Ukrainians, young Ukrainians, as part of the our masterclass series. So they're in student quartets who get masterclasses throughout the festival.
Now,
I thought that was a way to
Sure. Now, you've
been, how we open the festival.
You've been very successful over the years, and I'm wondering, how do you persuade internationally acclaimed musicians to make that journey to West Cork?
Yes, it's a long journey for most of them, but they stay. I insist that they stay for at least 5 days, and I think for many musicians, unpacking and sitting down and meeting all their friends. String quartets love it because they normally do concerts without other string quartets. So it's great for them to come here and meet with their colleagues from all over the world. And West Cork, who would turn down an invitation to come to West Cork and play in Bantry House, you know?
Now, I'm going to play some snatches of music that you have suggested to us. And we'll play a little first, and then you can tell us the history of that particular piece of music and how it relates to our theme. So, first of all, this is a piece from Prokofiev. Now, that's just a tiny snatch of the piece. When was that composed?
He wrote that between 1938 and 1946, so actually right during the war. And I think that last movement to me is saying, thank God it's all over. and let's try and live life again.
So it was written with the clouds of war gathering at the beginning. And then the end was in sight at the end.
I think the end was gone. But, of course, it being Stalin's Russia, things weren't exactly pleasurable for intellectuals and composers and musicians. He gave them a very rough time. Once during the war, he kind of let them do their thing. But once the war was over, things started to get tough again. And Prokofiev there is trying to put a brave face on it.
Well, the next piece of music that we're going to play a little of was actually composed by a prisoner of war. Have a listen to this from Messiaen. That's a little snatch of Messiaen's End of Time. Tell me about its composition, Francis.
So it's an extraordinary story because Messiaen was enlisted in 1940 and was captured when, you know, the France surrendered quite quickly after the German invasion, and he was trekked off to a prisoner of war camp in Silesia in Poland, where the temperature was minus 25 degrees in the winter. When that was performed, its premiere was in the prison camp in January 1941. So at minus 25 degrees. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how the musicians managed with their fingers, because cold, you need your fingers when you're playing a violin or a cello, or indeed the clarinet and the piano. The long stories about that extraordinary event. It was played in front of 400 prisoners of war, with the German guards amongst them, of course. Messiaen wrote afterwards, he said he'd never been received in such respectful silence.
It's an extraordinary scene. I can see it in my mind's eye, at the serried ranks of the prisoners sitting down and surrounded by guards. Obviously, the officers in the front row listening to, from pole position, listening to the music up close.
Pat, the people in the front row were on stretchers.
Okay.
There were the prisoners, the wounded prisoners came in, and they were on stretchers in the front row. They were all wearing more or less rags, because, they'd been there for so long.
I want to go to another Russian composer, this time Shostakovich. Tell me about this piano quintet, when it was composed, and what was looming.
It was composed in 1940. So war had broken out in Europe, but Hitler hadn't at that stage invaded Russia. In fact, he promised he wouldn't. It's wonderful that those two awful dictators, Stalin actually trusted Hitler not to invade. But anyhow, the invasion was on its way. And Shostakovich wrote that quintet. It started as a string quartet, the story goes, and that he turned it into a piano quintet so that he could go touring with the string quartet around Russia. I'm not sure which bit, the slow movement is it you're playing.
We'll hear it now.
Okay.
That's quite a haunting piece of music.
Isn't it just? Yes. It's for all the dead, of course. Because, of course, since the mid-30s, Stalin has been massacring his population. You hear the tread of the funeral march in the background and the haunting lament. Yeah.
So that the thump, 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 thump is a march in the background, a slow march, allied with the haunting lament. Now, we know from contemporary times that you have lots of pop music that was, for example, created as a result or during or about the Vietnam War, whether it was about that song 19, about the average age of the kids who died in the Vietnam War was 19. But I wasn't aware there was much in the way of what you would call chamber music, I want people to listen to this, and then you can tell me all about it. Now, that sounds like the soundtrack to a horror movie, but of course, for many in Vietnam, it was a horror story for them.
Yes, that was George Crumb's Black Angels. 13 Images from the Dark Land was the subtitle for it. He wrote it as part of the Vietnam protests in the 1970s. And that particular movement was called the Knights of the Electric Insects, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Indeed. When you give it its full title, you can throw yourself listening to that into the jungle and hear those insects all around, I suppose. And then the screeching of the horror of what they underwent in that terrible war. But the idea that this was played by the Kronos Quartet.
That's right.
A celebrated string quartet.
Yes, the Kronos Quartet are kind of, they're almost entirely electric now, but they play to audiences of thousands, unlike most string quartets would, if they're lucky, play to an audience of hundreds. But Kronos became hugely popular. But playing music from classical composers, what you might call classical contemporary composers, and they're still at it. You know, a bit like the Beatles, they went on forever and ever. Fantastic performing musicians. I never got them to come to Bantry because they insist on playing amplified, and that doesn't really suit our very small venues.
All right. Well, if people want to get details of the performances and the venues, Francis, where should they head?
Head to www.westcorkmusic.ie and there's details of all three of our festivals on there now. And please log on and book some tickets and come down to Bantry. You'll have a great time.
Francis Humphreys, Festival Director of the West Cork Chamber Music Festival. All details at westcorkmusic.ie. That's where you'll find Francis. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.